CD player still really exists.
CD players.
Okay, gentlemen, we're continuing in the Rambam. Be'ezras Hashem, we're able to go ahead. Shevach v'dol to Hashem that He found for me the right picture graphics that will enable us to learn the Rambam so nicely. We're going to start in Halacha Hey. There are some general rules you need to know, but first I want to show you this little handy picture because we talked about a golel and a dofek. I was trying to explain to you what they were, but without a picture, it's a lot harder. Remember, you have a normal grave. Okay, a normal grave. This is not a normal grave. Normal grave, either you're carving out of rock or digging in the ground. This right. is, you're laying the person on top and you're creating the two side parts, or four really. It's called the dofek. And the top part is called the golel. So we're talking about
somebody open it on the sides like that.
No, no, they're just
they're showing you.
Want to show you it for illustrative purposes.
So that's covered the same way on the other.
Yeah, they covered on all the sides, but so they just want to show you there's a body in there.
Right, right. So this is
this is not a typical kever. A typical kever would be much different. In the olden days, they would make them in the mountain rock.
Right. Right. Like,
what do you call
it? Like, not
Dead Sea
Scrolls.
Not cap. Is it called cap? Something like whatever. You know what I'm talking about. They would drill in to the mountainside. And then you'd lay them in there. All right? And then you're talking about graves. Or you could just bury someone in the ground.
Yeah.
And there's a grave on top of there. Here we're talking about what really... Those types of graves are permanent graves. This is not a permanent grave. I could pick up these slats... Or pieces of stone or wood or whatever it is, and it could just be picked up. So there's a difference between a kever, and also there's going to be we're going to get to all this, and an ohel, a regular tent where a mace is in, where a golel ohel has certain rules, a golel has different rules. Okay, although we did mention, remember we said that a golel we learned yesterday could be made out of materials that are not makabel tumah, remember? Right. And the golel won't be tummy, but if you touch the golel, then you will be tummy. That we talked about yesterday.
Even though if it's not tummy, when you touch it from the outside,
you will be tummy.
Really?
That's what we learned yesterday.
Oh, sorry, I must have dozed.
That's what we learned yesterday. This isn't from the second prayer. I'm just giving you this just for illustrators, so you have an idea of what the standard golel and dofek is.
Okay.
Now we're going to go to chapter 6.
Is the practical reason for this something like maybe the ground is all solid rock and so you're actually building up on top of the ground?
Could be. All right, so now we're on. So what you have over here, this is the Hebrew, very precisely done. That doesn't help you if you're challenged in Hebrew. But now when I tap this little letter A, boom, I get a commentary below. But what I really want is the pictures. And this made all the difference in the world with these three little pictures. Those who are listening online, with Hashem's help, I will make a snapshot of this and send it to you personally. So you'll see the pictures over here to reduce frustration. Okay? So let's begin. So you got the text over here. So you want to look at the Hebrew. Sort of make it just the right size so we get everything in. Okay, so there's the whole mission of Rambam Hay on the top and the pictures on the bottom. Okay, and I'll tell you which picture goes with which. All right, I'm reading inside here. A korah, a flat piece of wood. Now, we already said before that a flat piece of wood is not makabel tumah. We talked about in Halacha Gimel that a kli eitz.
Yes, to have a
that's flat and it doesn't have a, it's not a receptacle, not makabel tumah.
Right.
So we're talking about a korah sha'asua golel lekever. You made this plank, this flat piece of wood, as the golel, the top part of a grave.
Is that the last picture?
Okay, the first picture on my right.
Oh, from a Hebrew standpoint,
it's your right.
It's the first picture,
okay,
not the last
picture. First picture, right. The first picture. Now, what you have, you see a hole in the ground. That's the grave.
We're just making kind of a traditional...
Traditional grave. There'll be a corpse inside the ground over there. Remember, the ground can never be tummy per se. Because you can't make the ground tummy. Because if you bury a person, the whole world will be tummy. So the ground per se is not going to be tummy. The thing is, you have this plank that is lying flat, and it's going to go right on top. The only reason they didn't illustrate that is because I want to show you where the grave is. But just imagine
the
picture.
It doesn't have to be touching the body. It's an O-head.
No, it's not. And the plank would be sitting on the ground. We're just showing you the hole.
Mm-hmm.
Now that plank will not be tummy at all, because we said a wooden plank is not makabel toma.
Mm-hmm.
But it can serve as a dough fake that can either diffuse tuma beneath it, or if you touch it, you will be tummy. Now, the point of this halacha is like this. Now, point one, bein omedes, whether the plank is standing on its side. That's the first picture on the right side. That's what it means, on its side. Or bein muta al tzida, or if it's on the flat, on the length side, the other side, which is the middle picture. In other words, it doesn't matter if it's flat completely, or you want to call it standing up on its side, or flat on its side. You can understand why I would have no idea what this means without these pictures.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same piece of wood, but you're either having...
Do you understand the difference between the
last
two pictures?
Yeah, one is flatter.
Thicker.
If you took the right one and just stood it up the other way. Here.
Oh, I see.
Here. You got, this is the first picture.
Right, I got it.
This is the second picture.
Right.
This is the third picture.
Yeah.
You follow?
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter which way the wood is designed.
Right.
Okay. Now, this picture is dafka, where there's a little bit more of the plank extending beyond the grave. So the halacha is, either way it lies, ein tamei, it doesn't give off tuma to one who touches it, ella, except the part that's keneged pesach hakever bavad, only the part that's right over the opening, and that's the gray shaded area. If you touch the gray shaded area, you become tamei, tuma shiva. If you touch the white area that's extended beyond the grave, you're not tamei, because that's not a golel. It's not an actual golel. The actual golel has to be over the corpse.
Yeah, I see
now
that.
This is not over the corpse. Now it could be a very different halacha if it had been a material that is makabel tuma.
Right.
But this whole plank is not makabel tuma to begin with.
Yeah.
The plank is not tummy. The chiddush of golel is that one who touches it becomes tummy. So the question is now, what part would make them tummy? So only the part that is over the grave.
It doesn't spread.
Doesn't spread because the plank itself isn't tummy.
I understand.
And only the part that's over is the actual golel. In other words, the golel acts as a transformer. It transforms the tumah of the corpse to the one who touches. So it only can transform that part which it covers the corpse with.
Right.
This is all one picture is worth 1,000 words, I can tell you. No way I could have figured this out.
I don't understand the last picture.
We didn't get to the last picture, did we?
Oh, we didn't? Okay.
Did I explain? I only explained the first two pictures.
Talk about the shapes of the...
I only explained the first two. I didn't say anything about the third at all.
Okay.
Remember, I have this. I have this.
I thought we had it.
I haven't done this yet.
Oh, sorry.
That's the third picture.
Got it.
Now... So only that. Vanogeya bakotze. Some of the first two pictures. Vanogeya bakotze hamuna chutzlak ever. If you touch the part that's outside the grave, tahor, you are tor. Okay. Now, we're looking at the third picture on the left, which would be standing it up completely. Okay. Now, you obviously have a lot of height.
Right.
Much more than in the first two cases.
Yes.
So here's the issue. Osa Rosha Golel Lakever, if you're making the head standing up like this as the Golel, so it's going to be high up. Now, how much wood do you need to cover a grave? Right? How much wood do you need to be a Golel? You need 10 feet up in the air?
You just need the plank.
You don't need that much. So we'll see how much width you need. And that amount that
you
need.
How much height?
Well, the height. But the width of the height. How much height do you need? But it's width, because it's how wide is it going up,
right,
and how high.
Right.
But anyway, so we see now, it's standing on the grave, even like a tree, meaning it's tall and straight up.
Right.
So now the law says, Hanogeya mimeno bigdalit tvachim somuch lakever. If you touch the part of the wood, that's the gray area in the left picture, up to and including four tfachim. Watch. 1, 2, 3, 4. It's about 16 inches or so. The first 16 inches, that is what you would need to securely cover the corpse as a golel. So if you touch, and that's the gray shaded area. If you touch that area, samuch lakever, from that to that close to the grave, tamei mishum golel, you're tamei because of golel, umidalad ulamala, and beyond four tvachim, tohar, you are tar. We're going to see a very big caveat over here. Bamed, when do we say this? Now think for a minute. They don't waste stuff. Wood is precious. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do with the rest of the wood? Now remember, you're burying somebody. You don't have a lot of notice.
Right.
Person dies, he's got to be buried that day. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you got to figure, how are we going to do this? So you're going to dig a hole in the ground. Mm-hmm. And then you got to put something on top. Now, that board could be very thick, very difficult to cut and saw. Yeah. So you're just going to put what you got.
Yeah.
So he's going to put what he's got there, but the understanding is, and this is the critical caveat, if you want to say the top part is not going to give off tumah, mm-hmm. is you plan on cutting the top off, because what do you need such a high golel for? So the only time we say that from four tefachim and beyond, the person who touches it is tar. Remember, the whole golel is tar in all three cases. So my question, does it transmit tumah to someone who touches it?
Yeah.
If he's planning on cutting the top part off, but if you never plan on cutting the top off, kula golel, the whole thing acts as a golel, and therefore it's going to, you touch any area, will make the person tame. That is halacha hay. Now, any questions?
I presume when you're cutting it off, You're not allowed to touch the bottom part as you're cutting it. Somehow you have to...
No, you could even take it off for a minute and saw.
You don't want to touch the part that's tummy.
Well, if you want to be tummy...
Okay. But you're trying to avoid cutting a slice.
Okay, you could be tummy. You could try to avoid
cutting it.
You know, they didn't have buzz saws in those days. It would be a little bit hard.
So the reason,
but it's got to be pretty wide. If you're putting a body is at least 1.5 feet wide, no?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
About a foot and a half? How much? For a coffin, you know, it got to be at least about a foot and a half. That means talking about a board that's 1.5 feet wide, 16 inches thick. That's just the gray area.
Yes.
And let's assume another 16 inches. Let's just 3 feet.
Yes.
That's a chunk of wood.
Yeah.
That's a real block of wood. That's a heavy block of wood. So you probably could just cut it straight across. It could very well
Where did they get that for? Where does that number come from?
Well, that's always one of those standard measurements, as it were. Okay, now let's move on to the next halacha. The next halacha does not need a picture because it's pretty much the similar ideas, but we're going to talk about stones. So since it's not such a hard idea, you see, there's only commentary but no picture. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the next couple of halachas are easy.
Can I ask a quick question?
Sure, but just stay focused on the text. And not random questions.
So in the picture that Paul was talking about there, where he maybe cut the top off, that was the golel. The dofek is the side?
Side. We don't have it in this case. This case does not have a dofek.
You don't need one then.
Well, you don't have them because you just have a hole that needs to be covered. There's many different ways you do this. We're just talking about a golel right now because it's similar to ohel. That's we're trying to contrast it with an ohel. We're just not dealing with a dofek right now.
But in that case, is the wood resting on the body itself?
It's resting right on top, sealing the ground. It's not going in. It's just doing this for illustrative purposes to know where... If they covered it and made no hole, you don't know where the body is.
Mm-hmm.
Really, it's sitting on the ground, and it's not in a way that it sinks in. It's sitting over it.
That's why I was going to ask and... didn't, because of what the rabbi said. It doesn't matter how deep the grave is, because it's just sitting on top.
Doesn't matter. The body could be a foot, 2 feet, 3 feet. It's going to be all differences, but it's just covering it up the body.
Is this a permanent fixture or not?
Yeah, they would keep it.
So wouldn't you want to have some slight digging so that this thing doesn't fall over, basically?
No, this won't fall over as it is. Pretty thick pieces of wood.
Yeah, okay.
That wood is 1.5 feet across the crypt. So that's pretty stable.
Well, if it's that if they didn't cut it down, it could. But maybe if you cut it down, it won't fall over.
Whatever. That's the case. All right, let's move on to Halacha Vav, which will need no pictures. Now, just imagine the same kind of crypt. Instead of one piece of wood, there's going to be two stones. Two stones are covering over the crypt. Okay? Not one board, two stones. Stones are also not makabel tumah.
Right.
But as a golel, they can give off tumah. So don't need a picture. Shtei avanim gedolos. You have two big stones. Shel dalid dalid tvachim. They are each four tvachim squared. They're four tvachim. She'asan gol. You make them a gola. Okay? So the crypt is entirely covered, but you needed two of these stones to cover it.
Mm-hmm.
So now, Haman. Now let's say somebody now stands on top of this or puts his hand over it. Now remember the tumah. Is going to, we're going to see what's happening to the tumah now. So where am I? I lost the place. Hamayil al gabe shnehem. Anyone who tents over these, either one of these two golels, tame, he becomes tame, because once it's four tfachim, it's worthy to be called a golel, and you can get tumah by being ohel over the golel. You can become tummy that way.
Apply to the wood as well.
What you're over? We're not talking about wood now. Let's just leave the stone. We're just talking ol over this. That's all we're talking about.
Right.
Either one of the two, doesn't have to be both, because it has to be four tfachim, because that would make it the size of a golo. If it's less than that, it's not even a golo.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what if notla achas mehen? What if you remove one of those stones? So now one half of the crypt is exposed, one half isn't. So now hamal al gabeshin. What if you go over, you tent over the stone thing?
Right.
Tar. Why? Here's an interesting rule.
Really?
Once it's not completely sealed, there's a spot for the tuma to escape. This is a rule we're going to learn. If it's completely closed, then it acts as a dofek, a golel, and then the tumah can be over that, and it's the golel is, so to speak, giving off the tumah. Once it's not completely covering it, then the tumah has a place to escape. It doesn't stay within the golel. In other words, if you've got a crypt, it's entirely covered, the golel completely keeps the tumah down,
right.
The entire golel has that tumah. Not only if you touch it, if you go over it, you can also get tumah.
Mm-hmm.
Because all the tumah is trapped inside, so the golel is the thing that gives off tumah. Once you take half of that off, now the tumah, as it were, escapes. And now that golel isn't really functioning as a golel because the tumah now can escape. So therefore, if you're over this, you will not become tumah because the tumah has a place to escape. Right? Now, obviously, if the person goes over the opening, he will for sure be tumah because he is over a dead body and he is tenting. No, we're talking about you went over the stone. Remember, there were two stones. One is gone. You just tented over this one. You're not going to be tummy.
You don't go over the open
because
place.
This is not an effective golel. The tumah is flying out.
You're not going over the open place. You're going over the stone.
No, you're going over the stone.
The remaining stone.
Now, obviously, if you went over this part, you don't need a halacha.
Right.
Because you're right over a corpse.
Okay.
And therefore, you definitely have the tumah over there.
Hmm.
Right? But you're only over that part of the stone,
mm-hmm.
and now that stone does not function as a golel. Okay. Halacha Zion also.
Is there a certain amount that has to be open for the
golel? Let's just leave that for later. It could be any amount, really any amount. We'll see. But you really need a cubic tefach. In order to diffuse the tumah beneath the ohel. So when it says four, it's a cubic that way. Anyway, we'll see. That's all coming up. Now, how about another case where the guy is buried with a pile of pebbles? Just the corpse, and just put a pile of pebbles, rocks, stones, whatever. Zion. Don't need a picture for that either. It's simple. Gal shel tsroros, a pile of pebbles. Shasu golel, you made it become like a golel, a kever, for this body to be buried. Okay, so you could be put, or you can say better, it's in the ground, and you put pebbles all over. Whatever.
A
nice mound of pebbles is covering over the body. That's definitely not a crypt. Right. It's not a grave. You're covering up, and that's the effect of the goal. Question is, how much of the stones become tame? So that's pretty much like the left picture that we showed you before, just with little stones. So he says, Ein tame ela seder pnimi. The only thing that's tame is the lowest row,
really?
The lowest order. Shoot circles, that's needed for the grave. Avol hanogeya bisharavan, but you touch the rest of the stones that are higher up. Tar yutar. Now it's interesting, the Rambam does not say, for example, like by the wood, dalet tfachim was the amount. Right. He just said they're usually done one row with another row. They're done by rows. So like it's a row of stones and then a row of stones. So the first row that's effectively acting as the goal. Here when we dealt with one piece of wood, we had to say how much of the wood becomes the first row, so to speak. But here we're dealing with stone. Stone, that first row that covers, if you touch the first row, you're tameh. If you don't touch the first row, anything above that, you are tahar.
Right, is there like a hole in the ground and then stones on top of it a little bit more, or is it just the person on the ground with stones?
Well, it's you're not going to put it on the person. It's like a row over the person.
But the person's in the ground. It's a cave.
Yeah, either way, right? But you may, the guy's in a, it could be any one of these pictures, and you're just putting big stones, one row of stones on top, then another row of stones
makes sense,
on top.
But it says airspace between the stones as opposed to the wood, which is solid.
Yes, that's solid. Another good distinction over there. We're going to stop it over here because Ches is quite long, and Ches has many, many pictures. Oh. So it's a good place to start on Sunday. We're going to talk on Sunday about, you know, solid rock is never going to be tummy. Let's say you have a mountain, solid rock, so you're digging into the rock. The question is, if you dig into the rock, like this picture, put the body in the hole there, and then you put a golel over it, the question is, where is the tumma going to be? That's going to be the discussion. There's a lot of cases, and we're going to end it at that. Baruch Hashem, we had a successful start today.